Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting updates and news in the world of Playwright. Let's dive right in.
I'm buzzing with anticipation. What's got you so fired up, Debbie?
Oh my goodness, where do I even begin? AI, of course. It's moving at warp speed, always keeping us on our toes. And speaking of AI, the copy prompt button has been an absolute lifesaver for me. It helped me fix a bunch of broken tests on my website after a recent update. It's seriously amazing.
I've been hearing a lot about AI and the copy prompt feature, especially in the Trace Viewer. It's based on area snapshots, right? That's a pretty neat feature, even for someone like me who isn't fully on board the AI-generated code train yet.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of people are asking if AI will replace tools like Playwright or Selenium. But Playwright will actually be used in much of the AI automation itself. So, testing will be even more crucial. Any company using AI to write code will need testing to make sure AI is doing its job correctly. We can't just hope it got it right.
That makes sense. It's like the whole vibe coding thing. You can ask AI to do something, but it might hallucinate or offer solutions that don't really fit. Testing is how we ensure things work as expected, both now and in the future. And if you're building accessible websites, it's great for both humans and AI agents.
Precisely. But the really exciting news is we've just released an official MCP server. It's still experimental, but it lets you connect tools like Claude to Playwright, giving AI agents the ability to open browsers, navigate, click, fill forms, take snapshots, all sorts of things they couldn't do before.
Wow. So it's like giving AI superpowers. I'm still wrapping my head around the difference between the MCP server and something like Claude. The server defines specific actions that Claude can perform within Playwright, right?
Exactly. It's like an instruction manual. And it's not limited to Claude. You can use it with other tools that support MCP servers. And the best part is, it's all open source.
So Debbie, you showed us some impressive demos in VS Code and Claude. Could we integrate this directly into Playwright tests?
That's a great question. Right now, you still need a server like Claude to run the MCP server. You're essentially giving the language model the ability to leverage Playwright's capabilities, opening up all sorts of automation possibilities.
One use case that comes to mind is refactoring test cases. We could ask the agent to review a development ticket, update the test cases based on the new acceptance criteria, and then run those tests to ensure they're still passing.
Exactly. Or imagine using it with other MCP servers. I saw a demo last night where someone used the GitHub and Figma MCP servers, along with Playwright, to compare screenshots against Figma designs. The possibilities are endless.
It's like having a hyper-focused assistant. It frees us up to focus on more interesting and creative work. This technology will be super useful for things like Jira integration.
Absolutely. This is all still very new, but we're eager to hear your thoughts and ideas. What do you think, Jean-Francois?
It's quite interesting. I'm still exploring how AI fits into my workflow, but I love how Playwright offers so many possibilities for automation, testing, and now AI integration. And I want to give a shout out to Kobar from GitHub and their students for tackling the fail on flaky tests issue. That will be a great addition to the next version.
That's awesome. Remember, you are the one with the knowledge. AI can be a powerful tool, but it's up to you to control it and ensure it's doing the right thing. Keep writing those tests, keep building, and keep having fun. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.